All right, everybody, welcome back to English for You. I am Christopher.
And I'm Laura.
All right, last time we spoke with you, yesterday, we started talking about Robinson Crusoe, a book.
Right.
And if I recall, Robinson was a young boy.
Uh-huh.
And he hopped on a boat to go to London.
Because he didn't want to study law.
Right. And then when he got to London, he realized he wanted to be a sailor, a person who works on a ship.
Right.
But he got a job on a ship, but then it was boarded by pirates.
I know, that's like awful. And then he became like a slave, right?
And then he was given a task. He was given a job to catch fish for lunch. And when he did it, he escaped.
Oh, very nice. And then now he's sort of on his way to South America, Brazil, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we'll find out today what's going to happen to him in Brazil, South America. Let's check it out.
Exciting.
Reading.
Robinson Crusoe.
When Robinson gets to Brazil, he sees how successful certain people are by owning plantations, and he wants to become rich in the same manner. He works hard, saves up his money, and finally buys a plantation for himself. To increase the plantation's output, he decides to get slaves from Africa to work for him. Excited, Robinson heads out on his next adventure to continue fulfilling the dreams of his youth. Unfortunately, his ship encounters a storm and crashes soon after leaving Brazil. During the storm, he falls into the ocean and washes up on a nearby island. He finds that he is the only survivor of the shipwreck. On the island, he finds animals to eat and builds a hut. Alone and sad, he calls the place the Island of Despair. Robinson puts up a wooden cross and marks the days on it to keep track of time. His life on the island is hard and boring. He's also confused why he is on the island alone, so he seeks answers in a Bible he found on the wrecked ship and achieves some inner peace.
All right, so when Robinson gets to Brazil, he sees how successful certain people are by owning plantations, and he wants to become rich in the same manner.
Okay.
So a plantation. All right. It's a fancy word for a large farm, and it's usually, plantations are usually in a very hot area of the world. So you might not find any plantations, well, you wouldn't find any plantations in Antarctica, but South America, you would definitely find some. And usually on the plantation, one particular crop is grown. Okay, so here's an example to illustrate plantation. His relatives in South America own a coffee plantation. His relatives in South America own a coffee plantation. So that means his family has a farm and they only grow coffee beans. So plantation is spelled P-L-A-N-T-A-T-I-O-N. P-L-A-N-T-A-T-I-O-N, plantation.
Nice, okay. 在解释 plantation 这个字之前，大家先小，我们来小小的回想，就是昨天呢，哇，这个 Robinson 他遇到好多的意外，像是遇到这个海盗啊，可是呢，他也不挫败哦，所以呢，索性呢，他很聪明，他要找机会脱逃，而且他就来到这个 Brazil, 那来到这边他发现呢，He sees how successful certain people are by owning plantations. Okay, 那这里呢，我们看到 plantations 就是跟 Chris 刚刚解释一样的哦，它通常是不会在 Antarctica, 它比较在热的一个地方，所以来到这个南美洲或者是这个 Brazil 巴西呢，就很适合有一个很大的农庄或者是这个农园大农场这样子的意思。We also saw the phrase in the same manner. He wants to become rich in the same manner. It just simply means he wants to be rich in the same way.
Right. He works hard, saves up his money, and finally buys a plantation for himself.
Wow, I wonder how much it is to buy a plantation.
I don't know.
I would want to.
It's a long time ago. Maybe it was much cheaper.
I don't want to be a farmer, though. Anyway, save up. We saw that phrase. That just means to save money, 就是存钱这样的意思哦。For example, I'm saving up for a house.
Ah.
But it's really expensive to buy one here in Taipei.
Yeah.
Super. Anyway, okay, 所以他存钱之后，他终于完成他的梦想，他买下了一座这个庄园或是农场这样子的意思哦。
To increase the plantation's output, he decides to get slaves from Africa to work for him. So we see output. And output just means the amount that a person, organization, or machine produces. Output is like out, O-U-T, like you know this word, and put, like as in I put something down, P-U-T. But it's one word, out, O-U-T, put, P-U-T, output.So, the company's yearly smartphone output is 40 million units.
Whoa.
This company's yearly smartphone output is 40 million units. And remember, output is one word.
Okay, output, 对，是一个字哦，就是有这个产量或是出产这样的意思。所以他买上这个农庄，他当然就是想要让这个他的产量就是赚比较多钱嘛，所以他就要从这个非洲呢，就买一些 slaves, 就是一些奴隶。
All right. Excited, Robinson heads out on his next adventure to continue fulfilling the dreams of his youth. Ah, so the dreams of his youth is to be a sailor, not a plantation owner. Well, sometimes people want adventure instead of money.
Okay.
So, but we see fulfill, and that's to do something as promised or intended, or to satisfy your hopes, dreams, or expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So his dreams are to be a sailor, and to satisfy his dreams, or to fulfill them, he heads back on the ocean. So Ross fulfilled his promise to Annie by giving back the money he borrowed. Ross fulfilled his promise to Annie by giving back the money he borrowed. So Ross said, if you loan me money, I promise I'll pay you back.
Oh.
And he does.So he fulfills his promise.
Okay. 当我们用 fulfill 呢，其实就是有履行或是完成实现这样的意思。So fulfill one's dream 就是呢，意思说你要实现某人的一个梦想。那除了 dream 呢，常常呢，我们还会看到 fulfill a hope or a wish or even an aim or a goal. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It just simply means pretty much the same thing. Okay. Now.For example, if the kids could go to Disneyland, their dreams would be fulfilled. Yay! Or we could say, he fulfilled his childhood wish. Now here we're using wish to become a professional baseball player. Could be Wang Jianming I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay, 所以柯文中的 dreams of his youth 呢，就是指鲁滨逊他在年轻的时候的梦想。还记不记得他想要成为什么呢？ A sailor, okay, 就是一个在船上的水手的。所以虽然他在巴西过得非常的安分啊，而且其实我觉得应该蛮有钱，赚不少钱。可是鲁滨逊他不甘于平凡，他再度就兴起航海冒险的梦想。
All right, unfortunately, his ship encounters a storm and crashes.Soon after leaving Brazil. Ah.
That's why I don't like adventures. It means trouble. Okay, unfortunately, 就是指很不幸的这样子的意思。那通常 unfortunately 在口语上呢，我们也可以用来当作比较委婉的语气。Sometimes I use unfortunately to make myself sound more polite. For example, if somebody asks me to go out and I'm trying to think of a good excuse, I would say, oh, I'd love to go, but unfortunately, I'm busy this Friday. So it's not like I'm unlucky, but it's just I'm trying to be polite. I'm trying to sound polite.
It's a good idea to be polite.
Okay. Now, encounter 其实就是遇上这样子的意思哦。它的船就怎么样 boom, 就 crash 了。就是毁灭了。那这里我们还看到 after leaving Brazil, 其实呢当我们用这个 after 或 before 在后面接这个动词 ing, 它事实上呢在一个句子当中如果呢它的一个这个主要的子句跟从属子句的主词是一样的时候呢那你就可以去掉主词然后将动词改成动词 ing。Okay, for example, when I say, be sure to wash your hands before eating, it just simply means, be sure to wash your hands before you eat. 因为主词都是 you, 所以是一样的。所以它省略比较简洁有力。
All right, let's return to the article.
Okay.
During the storm, he falls into the ocean and washes up on a nearby island.
Lucky him. Okay.
Yeah,
wash up 在这里呢跟洗没有关系，它是指呢就是把这个鲁滨逊冲上岸这样子的意思哦。
Alright, he finds that he is the only survivor of the shipwreck. And survivor means someone that lives through a kind of ordeal. Like maybe an earthquake. If an earthquake takes down a building and a few people died, everybody that got out is a survivor.
Wow.
But shipwreck, it's basically a car crash or wreck with boats and ships. Usually they are so thoroughly destroyed, though, that they can never be repaired. And more often than not, the ship sinks.
Like Titanic.
Yes. Titanic was a shipwreck and it sunk. Shipwreck is two words put together. Ship, S-H-I-P, and wreck, W-R-E-C-K, shipwreck, one word.
Okay, so 他发现呢啊，他竟然是这个船难的唯一的 survivor， 就是生还者。那我们刚才看到 shipwreck， 它是一个字哦。其实 ship 就是船，那 wreck 就是毁灭的意思。所以呢，加起来就是指这个海难，就是或是遇到船，就是遇难船，就是船就是遇难这样子的意思啦。Okay.
All right. On the island, he finds animals to eat. Well, that's good. And builds a hut. And a hut would just be like a small house.
Okay, so hut 呢其实就是这个小屋或是临时你盖的一个小屋 okay? 所以好险他在这个小岛他还可以找到一些可能吃的这个动物啊然后他自己就是也建了一个小屋让他可以在里面居住
Alone and sad, he calls the place the Island of Despair、Alright, so despair, it's a feeling without hope or of not being able to improve a situationSo, here's an example. She had feelings of despair after her cat ran away.
Oh, that's okay. So
sad.
So we saw that word alone. Now, sometimes we use alone to mean one person,、you know, by him or herself. And we can also use this other word, lonely. 都有这种寂寞这样的意思。那当你很寂寞你就怎么样很绝望啦因此呢就是这个课文也出现这个字 despair D-E-S-P-A-I-R The opposite of that word despair would be hope, right?、就是希望 H-O-P-E 是它的相反字 For example, I could say She finally gave up in despair That sounds pretty sad
It does sound sad Maybe she finally succeeded with hope. No, I can't really do that. But
we'll
back to our article. Robinson puts up a wooden cross and marks the days on it to keep track of time. So mark would just mean that he, you know, maybe takes a knife and cuts a line in it. Day one.
Or something.
Day two, yeah. So keep track of something or somebody is to continue to be informed or know about someone or something. So if he wants to keep track of time...He would, you know, without a watch or, you know, any calendar, he would just make little notches.
Keep track of 呢其实很好用这个片有这个记录或是掌握就是了解这样的意思哦。For example, you could say it's hard to keep track of what's going on. Or you could also say keep track of your little brother for me. Will you? Okay. Or sometimes you could also keep track of current events, like you can watch the news and see what's going on lately. Anyway, keep track of is our shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what are you watching on TV?
American football.
Why do you keep changing the channel, though?
There are three games on, and I'm trying to keep track of all the scores.
What kind of tracks are you keeping? Trend tracks?
Oops, sorry. To keep track of means to pay attention to what is happening.
I see. Keep track of is 记录追踪It must be difficult to keep track of all three games at once.
I know. That's why I have trouble talking while keeping track of the games.
I think you're too crazy about football. You should go out and buy us dinner.
Sure. I'll keep track of the scores on my smartphone while I'm out.
Bye.
Okay, his life on the island is hard and boring.
Yeah.
So I imagine if it's boring, it's no fun.
Right.
And he's also confused why he is on the island alone. Remember we said alone just means one person.
Right.
So he seeks answers in a Bible he found on the wrecked ship and achieves some inner peace.
Oh, that's nice.
Inner means inside or contained within something else.
Mm.
For example, Renly only trusted people in his inner circle of friends.
Okay.
Renly only trusted people in his inner circle of friends. That means if it wasn't one of his friends, he didn't trust them.
Okay. 所以这里我们讲到的 inner peace 就是内心的这种宁静或是和平哦。那常常我们会讲到比较内心深处的，像是就是 inner voice, right? We talked
about
that. It's that little voice inside.Or we could talk about person's inner beauty, 就是指内在美这样子的意思，所以它比较是内在的、内心的这样子的意思。Well, I guess that's it for today's article. We'll have to find out what's going to happen to him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but right now it's our
For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, Laura, here's our For You
Chat
question. Do you have a plan for being successful? And what is it?
Well, it depends what you mean by successful. I just plan to be happy. And, you know, I guess, like, being successful involves working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of, do I have a plan? What do I mean by becoming successful? Like, really rich?I don't know, like sometimes being rich is not necessarily, you know, equals to successful.
Right.
Yeah, what do you think, Chris?
Do I have a plan for being successful?
It was never really my plan to make lots of money and stuff.
Yeah, I think I would feel successful if I wrote a novel and had it published and you could find it at the Eslite or like some bookstore.
Are you planning to do that one day?
Publish a novel? I would like to do that. Mm-hmm. I've written two novels. They're probably not any good, but I've done it. I guess in that way I succeeded, but I haven't sold any of them.
And would we define that as being successful?
I would say that I am success, but not successful yet.
Okay.
I've succeeded. I've been successful at writing something.
I would say someone like Ang Lee.
Yes.
I would say somebody like him, because, I mean, he's not, like, we don't think of him as, like, a rich, you know, guy. We just think that he's great as what he is passionate about. Like, he loves making movies, and he's a great person. Everybody loves him.
Yeah.
Right, so what about you guys? Do you have a plan for being successful, and
what is it? Bye-bye.
Robinson Crusoe.
When Robinson gets to Brazil...He sees how successful certain people are by owning plantations, and he wants to become rich in the same manner. He works hard, saves up his money, and finally buys a plantation for himself. To increase the plantation's output, he decides to get slaves from Africa to work for him. Excited, Robinson heads out on his next adventure to continue fulfilling the dreams of his youth.Unfortunately, his ship encounters a storm and crashes soon after leaving Brazil. During the storm, he falls into the ocean and washes up on a nearby island. He finds that he is the only survivor of the shipwreck. On the island, he finds animals to eat and builds a hut. Alone and sad, he calls the place the Island of Despair.Robinson puts up a wooden cross and marks the days on it to keep track of time. His life on the island is hard and boring. He's also confused why he is on the island alone, so he seeks answers in a Bible he found on the wrecked ship and achieves some inner peace. Vocabulary Review. Plantation. The boss sent his workers out onto the plantation to collect cotton. Output. The output of the factory increased when its managers hired more workers. Fulfill. Winning the French Open fulfilled the tennis player's dream. Despair. The man felt despair when no company would give him a job. Inner. The inner part of Taiwan is covered with mountains.